Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Now, here, Israel, you're looking at the Middle East right now is suffering the consequences. I don't know if they're suffering the consequences from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who is seemingly, after her tenure, the world's on fire. We came. He's dead, right?
That's right.
Libya, right?
Yes, right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And
you missed the last part.
That's kind of freaky. Because you never, I mean, God doesn't even rejoice over death of anyone. And we should never rejoice over pain, agony, suffrage, or death, even of our somebody who may have been real difficult, you know, for, you know, towards you. Because eternity, it's over at that point for them and for us. Right. And so we just want to believe to the last moment. But Sibian has a particular segment here. We want you to be able to see this because we're going to talk about a prophetic word that was given. But, you know, what is going on? Is it time for Secretary of State John Kerry to push a reset button? And the last reset button that was pushed has brought us into the Ukraine being... trying to be taken over by
the segment's not ready yet.
It's not ready yet. Oh, I'm not gonna be able to have that. But we'll be talking about a prophecy, maybe this program or next program, about John Kerry. I mean, God spoke to me very specifically about Secretary of State John Kerry, that very time that he would be speaking live from the White House, and he did. Mm-hmm. And whatever he says would begin to take the Christians, the church, from equal playing ground. As a matter of fact, being actually a little bit ahead of his mindsets to all of a sudden on the bottom floor and the minimalization of Christians and Jews. And here it is. That's exactly what happened. The best thing probably could happen with Senator John Kerry would be like, you know, that
Secretary
boat.
Of State now.
Secretary of State John Kerry. What did I say?
Senator.
Wow. I actually just said something the other day. I'm like, oh my goodness, understand everything don't always come out. But, you know, when we know better, we do better. The, to just, you know, it's a beautiful area up there. It's Massachusetts, you know, and we buy lots of ketchup. You know what I'm saying? And you know, no matter what, I am not going to stop putting ketchup on my fries.
No.
Unless I got a direct word from God, I will stop.
There's a lot of water too, you know.
A lot of water. I'm thinking about the sailboat and the windsurfing and all that. Mm-hmm. We got to do not be critical of him when he's relaxing. He needs a good 24 months of relaxation.
Absolutely.
You know, and because when he's come over to Israel, he talked to Abraham, or you could say he talked to Isaac. Or you could say he talked to Jacob, which his name is Israel, and he threatened them. He put these words out and said, you don't want another intifada, do you? Mm-hmm. Another uprising. No, Israel, as you're about to see, is blessed. Their economy is doing well. They're probably the safest nation on the face of the earth because they protect themselves. It's amazing what's going on. It's like, why should they worry? Their economy is doing good. I mean, we were just having our little small little 0.5% of the population of the Middle East. Leave us alone. And then our Secretary of State goes over there and says, you know, if you don't negotiate with the Palestinians who just merged their government, which I believe we're going to see on the timeline, or at least close thereof, with Hamas, who is shooting rockets today, I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
And that's what he was saying. He's saying negotiate with Hamas. It's important to understand that these are very intelligent people, because some people just go, that's just stupid, or that's just ignorant, or that's just they're not ignorant, they're not stupid, and we should respect them in the context of who they are, but just don't, that just breaks off all ability to begin to understand what's going on. And God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Just saying something stupid is something that we do when we're 5, 6, 7, 8. Or Second Street, but you know, we don't, but we got to go beyond that. We got to find out something's not right here. And he was asking, and you could see this related link. Hopefully that'll be a related link. He sat down with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and he said, you know, you're going to negotiate with the Palestinians. Why, Hamas is right there while they're digging tunnels underneath Israel. While they're digging tunnels underneath Israel. Prime Minister knew that. And believe me, if the Prime Minister knows they're digging tunnels, American government knows they're digging tunnels.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so they're telling you why you don't even know if you're going to fall in like a sinkhole down in South Florida. You know, you don't have to go fall in through the tunnels that are underneath you. As these almost like termites are trying to eat their way in and snatch Israeli citizens. And which just recently they came out of one of those tunnels and shot a couple of Israeli soldiers just popping out and shooting. It makes you want to just kind of like just blow a whole trench and just pour it with full of. Something, but that's what Secretary of John Kerry's saying, and so we'll have a segment a little bit later on talking about that because we're talking about putting the reset button. But we got to quit saying that. You know, it's almost like every 5 minutes, it's resetting, which just shouts that this is Zelensky. This is Zelensky tactics. The rules for radicals. This is what you do. Everybody's trying to figure out one narrative, and they go, oh, they almost figured it out. So they changed the other narrative. I mean, you look what was happening with the border, where all of a sudden the children were being led over the borders, and that was a conversation. But all of a sudden the church went down there, began to give them food and medical treatment and help. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't let pastors in at first, reportedly, by the way. We have that on. They wouldn't let them in. This particular nun from Sacred Heart Church down there, she pressed her way in, and other ministers pressed their way in. And said, we're going to be there to love on these kids, which blows the Zelensky narrative. But it's okay. According to Marshall Gantz on the Bill Moyer show on PBS, thank you, Public Broadcasting Network, that he says that organizers have to be schizoids. They have to be able to quickly shift. They really have no values. They're just shifting from argument to argument until they finally get to a place where things are so polarized they can then lay out the narrative they want. And it's like, oh, I'm just so glad you brought some help. You know, thank you so much. At least we're not. And you named these 50 narratives that was laid out. And it's like, we can't do that. We just really can't do that. Because we'll be talking about that prophecy. And because it's happening. And we can just wake up. We can just go, you know, I got it. I figured it out. And if we stand up, look at all the times that Israel stood up and they trusted God. And that's all, you know, just like Jehoshaphat, you know, they positioned themselves, they sought the Lord, they heard from the Lord, they got the strategy from God, they followed the strategy, they praised God for the victory that God was going to win for them. When they followed the plan of God, God won the victory for them. And by the way, he was being rebuked. Jehoshaphat, at that time, Israel was being rebuked for having the wrong kind of partnership in his life. He was going to commit and he was going to walk with Ahab. It's like, you know, we've got a truce here. You know, he's Jewish. I'm Jewish. You know, we serve the same God, not always. And besides, you know, he's the northern, southern kingdoms and all that kind of stuff. And it's a reason why God separated that part of the kingdom out. There's a reason why Jehoshaphat, that God did that. Yeah. And sometimes we think, well, you know, this is all get along. And so that's what Jehoshaphat did. And Ahab came and said, hey, can you help me go out here and fight this battle against the radical Islam and ISIS? No, against the Philistines. And he says, yeah, boom, I'm with you, man, all the way. We'll do this thing. Long story short, a prophet appears before Jehoshaphat and says, brother, you have picked the wrong partner. And the Lord is very disappointed in you. And you might live or you might not live. I just don't even know. I'm so disappointed in you.
Wow.
And there's a teaching on this you can get. All of our partners have access to this at VFNTV.com. But listen, and what happened was he began to cry out to God, God, what do I do? And sometimes, you know, we get rebuked by God and you know, he disciplines those that he loves, and God's helping get us back on his track. And some people just go, it's over, you know, but you know, I've messed up now. I've got a prophetic word says that, you know, I've got in trouble. I'm not going to do anything. No, look what happens. When God does that, look at Proverbs chapter 1. He says, if you would have listened to my rebuke and you would have responded, and Jehoshaphat responded. He just went and prayed and positioned himself before God to receive from God, and God spoke, and God gave him the strategy. And he just walked it out. By the way, the strategy was for God was going to fight his battle. He wasn't going to fight the battle, but he was going to believe his God was going to fight the battle, and he was going to lead people in that belief that God was going to fight the battle. And he was going to go thank God in advance for the victory that he was going to have over the enemy. And when God got all the glory and when he got his home back in order, the Jehoshaphat's people that he was over back in order started with himself, then God defeated his enemy. Think about it. God defeated the enemy of Israel. And you think about it. Why was the enemy coming against America? I mean, why was the enemy coming against Israel at that time? It's because its leader messed up. Its leader chose a wrong partnership. And it makes me think of this. Why in the world did we, according to Congressman Michelle Bachmann, why do we pick the partner called the Muslim Brotherhood? Think about it. And why can't we receive a prophetic rebuke? Why can't we just go hear from God? God still go, what were you thinking? Repent. You know, just stop that relationship. Go seek me. And listen to what I'm going to say to begin to re-strategize this whole nation. Think about it. But you can't stay in a partnership with Ahab and think that it's going to end well. It's not going to end well. And Jehoshaphat did, and God won the victory for Israel. They had peace again. And what happens is they were praising God because the battle's not yours. Because he did some things, the battle's not yours. It's the Lord's, but it's time for you to praise God. There's a lot to that. I mean, he humbled himself. He repented. He turned. He brought everything in order, in alignment. Got his house in order. Got the kingdom in order. And then he got the instructions of the Lord, and he went. And they're praising God. And as they were praising God, before they even made it over, before they even made it over the mountains of Lebanon, before they even made it over the mountains that surround Israel, think about it. When they peeked on the other side, their enemy was already defeated already. So many people are thinking physical strength, and we got to physically respond. Yeah. We got to physically do something. No, you got to physically repent. You know, we got to say, dear God, we were wrong, and we got to begin to be his disciple again, or for the first time, and then we got to abide with him. Go to iabide.org and get your plan today. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.